Good morning. It's what is it? Wednesday, January 21st, 2015, 7:23 a.m. It's about 30 degrees out here. It's a little bit chilly. And I'm not wearing any of my extra gear today. Official temperature 28 degrees. And I'm cold. I got ready to go to take the kid to school, and she's throwing up. So, yeah, we're not going to school today. So I just kept on going. And I should have stopped long enough to at least put on my fleece hood, because my ears are freezing. I got my big hood on. Trying to walk fast enough to build up some body heat. So mostly I'm struggling with some serious disappointment with the kid not being able to go to school. So upset about going to school, she's making herself sick over it. Yeah, I could be a hard ass and say, wipe off your mouth, go to school, let's go. But the difficulty with that is that all she has to do is go to school and then go see the counselor and tell the counselor about his suicidal thoughts, and the next thing we know, we're back another week in the hospital. And I thought we had this problem fixed in that all she has to do is pass the semester, pass all of her classes this semester, and we will get her out of most of school for her senior year. But we have to get her through this semester. And the biggest problems today apparently are PE first thing, and then astronomy, where she has no idea what they're studying or what they're gonna do today or anything. And she's bored to tears. Literally to tears. So I don't know. One day at a time. I thought I had her talked around. Her mother talked to her, and I thought she had her talked around. And then I went and got my shoes on and got ready to go, and she hadn't even gotten dressed and said, "I can't do it, I'm not going." And then threw up. So. On a more positive note, I reached my goal of finishing the markup for the Furious Call yesterday. Gotta do the markup in the files today and get that submitted. I have to fix the cover. The latest GIMP. It has export to PDF, but the problem is that it doesn't do anything rash like flatten first. I have to manually flatten it before I can export it. Because if I don't, then the text on the cover doesn't look right. It shrinks down to a few points and sends it off. So I've got to fix that. just walking and not talking. It's cold, it's gray, it's overcast. It's a decidedly nasty day. With any luck, I'll get the shipment of Double Share. I've got all the books except Double Share at this point. And Double Share was shipped with the other first five. It's part of a shipment that I made at the beginning of the month for the first five titles of the Share books. I'm hoping, against hope, hasn't shown up as being shipped yet, but I'm hoping to get 10 more Quarter Share and 10 more, or 10 Ravenwoods to take with me. So then I'll have some Ravenwoods down there as well. Yeah, I realize this is a science fiction convention, but fantasy is included. It's all speculative fiction. I'm actually on a panel about mixing science fiction and fantasy together, which arguably is what South Coast is, and might well be what Tanis Fairport is. So I got two boxes of books yesterday. Should get a third box today, and I hope I'm going to get a fourth box on Thursday. I ordered those to be second day air. And they were ridiculously expensive. Add $3 to the base price, or $2 to the base price of the book. Well, and I hope I get them. Today or tomorrow I need to make a spreadsheet that has all the costs for this on it. Eastern turn here. There's a little bit of break in the clouds off to the east, so the sun is coming up behind them. It's am I still recording? Yes, okay. It's one of those. Is it going? Yes, it is. Okay. It would be par for the course to have the file be munged up today, but what are you going to do? One day at a time. Monk post. So yeah, it's kind of off to a disappointing start for the day. I'm not looking forward to what the rest of the day might bring. Sort of a demoralizing start. It's like, come on, kid, get it together. All I can do is all I can do. Just try to keep a positive outlook. Can't fix it. I'm not talking very much. I'm mostly just running around and around in my brain. It's going to be a hard one, I think. This is going to be a tough day. Having the kid off her track, having the kid staying home, and she's going to want to go. There's one class she wants to go for today. They're having auditions for a solo in choir today, and she's going to want to go to choir. So one of a couple of things are going to happen. One, I'm going to have to relent and let her go to choir, even though I've called her in sick today. And then have her, then wait around for the hour and a half, hour and a quarter, whatever it is that block is. And take her home after. Or leave her and hope that she can do the afternoon. And then, you know, the class is like at 11 o'clock and then her afternoon is over at 1:20 and she can't seem to do 2 hours worth of school. Or I can be a hard ass and say, no, no, you're home, you're sick. I called you in sick, you have to stay home sick. You don't get to try out for the choir. Which just reinforces a negative message that I don't really want to reinforce with her, which is that there are things in school that are worth attending for. And my difficulty with it is that she seems completely unwilling to accept the good with the bad. And that's a really grim lesson. So I'm in a rock and hard place. And I'm feeling really quite pinched by it. It's raw, humid. It's January, but I'm thinking, oh well, spring must be just around the corner. Not really. Not so much. There's still a lot of winter left. Actually, just started astronomical winter a couple weeks ago. So this is a down day for me. This is the other side. I don't usually walk. I usually get so demoralized on days like this that I don't walk. So I don't talk. And I apologize for being kind of whiny today. Comes with the turf, I guess. Oh, and milk water. I forgot about the milk water. Fresh orange juice today. Yeah. Okay. Well, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.